The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
All right, so as an example, so we can't be scientists without having some proof.
Yes.
And we have proof that at least one woman was affected by the lunar eclipse, the solar eclipse, rather.
Yes.
And it's, this is Sarah Jessica Parker watching the eclipse.
Are you guys, this is official. I don't know if you can see me, but there is a chip out. There is a chip out.
Can I see?
Is she inside of a tornado?
Yes.
Out of the water. It is official. I don't know if you can see me. Please see the sun. Don't look too long. There is a chip out on the upper right-hand corner. It's, there's no corners.
There's no corner.
But maybe one of the most thrilling moments of my life outside, of course, of having my children.
She gets progressively more animated.
Wow. Back to you.
Back to me.
So
oh my God, this is
one.
The most spectacular light I've ever seen.
All right, so.
It doesn't make any sense. It's happening, you guys. It's happening.
It's happening.
Oh my God.
There's a corona.
Oh, wow. There's a corona.
Diamond ring.
Oh my God, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah,
it's really close to the moon. Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's happening. It's lightning and birds that are rarely ever seen.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I don't have my
good eye. Oh my God, you guys. Oh my God. I wish you all were here.
But we are.
Oh, lightning from, oh my God.
Oh my God.
This is the most spectacular, unimaginably perfect, beautiful.
Wow.
Ridiculous. Wow.
Yeah.
I need a cigarette.
I was going to say, what is she? She saw Corolla in the middle of all that?
Was it good for you too?
I need a cigarette. Hold on.
That was, all right. So that's all the audio we have. Yeah, I mean, she sounds like she
What
could,
more do you want?
She could use a nap now, because I certainly could.
I need a sandwich.
So that is one example of what the solar eclipse did to a woman. Jessica Parker. I think she's hot, so I'm not even.
Really?
Yes, I do. I always have.
Brad.
I do.
And well, this is the guy that comes talking to Nancy Pelosi's hot, so.
Brad. You get her in the right light and she is a goddess.
Yeah. You need that from the episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You need to blast her with light. Like we're about to be in a couple of days here. Blast her with that light. Maybe that moonlight will get her.
So our point in all of this is that if it can in fact affect Sarah Jessica Parker that way, and she put that on her Instagram account, right?
Yeah.
So how many views did she get?
1.4 million.
I love the part where she said, I wish you all were here.
But we are.
It would have been a little awkward had we been all there.
Did she mean by everybody? Does she mean like everybody in the world?
That's a good question. At least 1.2 million people in the world, which I don't think would have fit on her boat. But she was out on the boat with her husband, Matthew Broderick, the actor. And
you know
kids.
A lot of information about this woman.
I do my research. And she keeps calling. And she really should stop that. But this is the effect that this had on people. Apparently, there is something called a solar headache.
Is that what I've been
solar
having? Like,
headache?
No joke.
See? I'm telling you,
headache.
The links to all of this, and by the way,
funny.
Right now on MSNBC, they've got the little meme of President Trump standing in front of former President Obama. What was it, the best eclipse ever?
Yes.
And as he moves in front of, that was fun. And didn't President Trump retweet that?
Yeah, he retweeted that, I sent it, yeah.
So you see, this the eclipse has had lasting effects across the board. And I think that we've at least proven number one, which is that it has had an effect on women.
I think we've proven that here today.
We have.
Jennifer? Yeah? You think we've proven the effect that it's had on women, the solar eclipse? Just nod. Crazy women.
Crazy
she
women,
said.
She said. Crazy women.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag what I learned today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.